T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Prosecutors say a former Uber driver charged with sexually abusing a woman has a history of similar behavior. WBBM's Bernie Tafoya with the story.
36-year-old Sargon Nana was charged this week with groping and trying to kiss a 29-year-old woman he was supposed to be taking home more than a year ago. He even allegedly grabbed the woman's phone, put in his contact info, and texted himself. According to the Sun-Times, Uber banned Nano from working for the rideshare company after the woman filed a complaint with Uber and Chicago police. A prosecutor says other women had complained to Uber previously about Nano's sexually inappropriate behavior. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
A trial is set to begin for two men accused of killing a child allegedly to avenge another deadly attack.
9-year-old Tyshawn Lee was lured into an alley in November of 2015. He was then shot in the head, a killing the prosecutors say was carried out after a gang attacked Corey Morgan's brother, killing him and wounding his mother. Prosecutors say Tyshawn Lee's father was in the gang that attacked Morgan's family. Jury selection takes place today in the murder trial of Corey Morgan and Wright Boone Doty. The two will be tried together, but before separate juries, each of which will only consider the evidence as it pertains to one of the defendants. There was a third person charged in connection with Tyshawn Lee's murder. Kevin Edwards pleaded guilty to first-degree murder in exchange for a 25-year prison sentence. Jennifer Kuiper, News Radio 105.9 FM.
An attorney for the man suing Dennis Hastert suggests the former House Speaker committed perjury either in federal court when he was sentenced or in a deposition in a civil case, seeking the balance of hush money he agreed to pay.
Dennis Hastert stood in a federal courtroom more than 3 years ago and with some prodding by Judge Thomas Durkin admitted he abused student athletes in the 70s. The statute of limitations didn't allow prosecution for sex crimes. He was convicted of violating banking laws for cash withdrawals to pay an accuser $3.5 million in hush money. Now, according to a transcript of a deposition in the civil case that was supposed to be sealed but was in a public file and obtained by the Tribune and Channel 5, Hastert backtrack, suggesting he was saying what his lawyers told him to say. Mike Krauser, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
The Lightfoot administration is committing $6 million to make streets on Chicago's West Side safer for both pedestrians and motorists.
The aim, says Acting City Transportation Commissioner Thomas Carney, is to eliminate all traffic fatalities.
Vision Zero is a national and international movement that is based on the principle that a traffic crash is not an accident. It is a preventable incident.
Standing at Madison in St. Louis, Mayor Lightfoot said the plan will include improvements at 300 intersections.
Folks who live in communities that experience economic hardship are three times as likely to die as a result of a traffic crash. We are acting with urgency because it is unacceptable that if you are poor or low income, you're more likely to be involved in a fatal traffic crash.
Next year, the South Side will get a similar focus. At City Hall, Craig Delamore, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
One person was detained last night after jumping on stage during an appearance at Northeastern Illinois University by former White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer. It's not clear what charges, if any, are being filed against the man. Hundreds of demonstrators protested Spicer's appearance because of his support for policies they say support the criminalization of immigrants, attacks on reproductive rights, and Muslim travel bans. Authorities say the man detained was not part of the organized demonstrations.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen at WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.